You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, friends? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Billy Rossetti of SI Panthers with you here. We are going to talk some free agents today. We're going to kind of start a little bit of a series, I guess. We'll look at some positions and a couple of players with the help of a couple other places I've checked out and some suggestions to get some names on different positions and whatnot. And we'll start with the cornerback position. So we'll jump into that a little bit. Also using the help of our friends at Cat Crave, the fan-sided Carolina Panthers blog, excuse me. So we'll look at some of the names they looked at and just kind of run through the list of the cornerback position. And, you know, cornerback is a good position, I think, to start with here, too, because obviously the Panthers have had their issues at the cornerback position. You know, they're trying to find somebody opposite Dante Jackson to really help stabilize that position. They tried doing it with Eli Apple last year, didn't work. Tried with Rasul Douglas, probably isn't coming back. So they might go out and try to find themselves a cheap veteran. But again, they've also got some young guys, of course, that they want to look at. Remember, they drafted two cornerbacks last year, and both of them got some decent playing time. Obviously, Troy Pride ended up starting into Eli Apple. Got a little bit of a look at Stanley Thomas Oliver III. But there's certainly some interesting names here on the cornerback list, especially some of the names that I found here from Cat Crave that they just posted, with some intriguing names on the free agency list at the cornerback position that maybe the Panthers can check out. So we'll start with the first name they have, and that's A.J. Bouye, who, of course, didn't last very long with the Denver Broncos. He, of course, had been traded from the Jaguars to the Broncos last season, but didn't do so hot there. In fact, ended up ending the season on the suspension list because of violating the league's substance abuse policy. So whichever team signs A.J. Bouye will not have him for the first two games of the regular season. So it's going to be really interesting, you know, to kind of see what kind of market A.J. Bouye has. He played in seven games last season for the Broncos, 410 snaps, finished with 23 total tackles. Didn't have an interception, though. First time since 2013 that A.J. Bouye didn't record an interception. So obviously not the player he once was in his few years with the Texans, and then even when he went to the Jaguars and had that dynamic duo with Jalen Ramsey, but still could be a pretty decent veteran cornerback, and, you know, again, someone that maybe they could plug in next to Dante Jackson. So that would be an interesting addition if they went with A.J. Bouye. But I think the second name here is a bit of a fascinating name as well, and perhaps one that would be a lot more affordable for the Panthers and obviously has some connections with the new front office, and that's Quinton Dunbar of the Seattle Seahawks. He just finished his first and only season with the Seahawks after his playing three seasons in Washington. But obviously the Seattle connection, Scott Fitterer, new GM. And so this would certainly be an interesting signing too. In 2020, Quinton Dunbar played in just six games, but had 30 tackles and an interception in those six games. So not too bad. But it's been a while, actually. Since, in fact, he's actually never played 16 games. He came into the league in 2015, played in 11 games, played 14 games in 16, 15 and 17, only 7 in 2018, 11 and 19 and 6 last year. So he's missed 24 games in the last three seasons. So obviously there's some injury concerns, but it would be a cheap deal. I mean, you're probably only looking at maybe a couple million dollars, you know, a relatively cheap deal. Now, Spot Rack, in their calculated market value, does actually have them, or has Quentin Dunbar in the, at least in his market value, 3 years, around $32.5 million, so about an $8.1 million average salary. So it'll be interesting to see if he does get that high of a deal, you know, with his injury history. Maybe a little less, but, you know, some of the players they've compared him to, at least in terms of age, contract status, and statistical production, guys like Bradley Roby, Logan Ryan, Desmond Trufant, and Patrick Robinson. And then they also have here, after adjusting the above contracts as if signed at Dunbar's current age of 28, a linear regression is performed, providing the following initial value of 4 years and about $29.3 million. So you're talking about $7 million a year, which is, you know, fairly average, I would say, in the world of cornerbacks. For the record, if they do sign him to about $8 million a year, that would actually slot him 26th in terms of average annual contract value, behind Kenny Moore, who is at about $8.3 million. So just inside the top 30 corners, you know, not bad for, you know, Dunbar's been a decent player. Again, it's just he's been kind of oft injured. So that would be another, that would certainly be another interesting name to keep an eye on. And again, the connection there, played in Seattle last year with, you know, so Scott Fitterer, part of the front office there that brought him to Seattle. Maybe he'll be one of the reasons he comes over to Carolina as well. And he follows, you know, Fitterer just keeps plucking Dunbar, I guess, where he goes. So we'll see what happens there. So a couple of interesting names there to start out with, AJ Boye and Quentin Dunbar. We'll talk about a couple other names here too, and then just kind of run through at least the list that we see here of the cornerback position. Before we get into that, quick shout out to our friends at betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football, of course, is over, but still going strong. College basketball starting to wind down, but the NCAA tournament right around the corner, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best place to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So just go to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device and sign up today. And when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, you will get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. So that's betonline.ag. Promo code LOCKEDON gets you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So let's take a look now at a couple other names, particularly on this list here from Cat Crave, again, the fan-sided Panther site. So go check them out, certainly, as well. Next name they have on their list is Chidobe Awuzie of the Dallas Cowboys. Awuzie has been, you know, kind of up and down so far as a former second-round pick, but he's shown some flashes over the last couple years. And, you know, this would be another intriguing name, I think, here too. So, you know, give them a solid, certainly a solid veteran presence there at the cornerback position. And one that, you know, you're still kind of hoping for flashes, some consistency, and, you know, kind of that breakthrough year. So Awuzie would be an interesting name here. And, you know, going back to Spot Rack here again, and kind of looking at the, I guess, how they have the market value of Awuzie. He's kind of a little in the same boat here, a little higher than Quentin Dunbar we just talked about. Spot Rack markets him at about an $8.5 million average annual salary. 4 years, about $34 million. They compare him to guys like Kendall Fuller, Tavon Young, Steven Nelson, Jonathan Jones. And then when they adjust kind of the linear regression and things like that, comes down to about 3 years and about $26.25 million, but still an average salary of about $8.7 million. So, you know, would they put that kind of money into these corners? Obviously, they would, you know, probably adjust the cap hit to be lower in the first year. But again, Woozie, interesting name because you're still kind of looking for that breakout. But again, I think you've seen some flashes over his first couple of seasons in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys, especially being a second round pick. You know, he only played in 8 games in 2020, but he had played all 16. He played in all 16 in 19 and 18. In fact, started all 16 games in 2019. But again, went down to just 8 games in 2020. Finished with 38 tackles and an interception. You know, so he's played in 50 games. He has 213 total tackles in those 50 games in 4 years. 4 interceptions. So again, just kind of, you know, just have to straighten out the consistency factor. But certainly an interesting name to keep an eye on here. In the free agent market. Desmond King, again, is rather interesting. Really kind of struggled when he was in Tennessee. Of course, was traded midseason from the Chargers to the Titans. And, you know, I think too to a quick tweet I saw from Doug Farrar about how Desmond King basically just really wasn't a good fit in Tennessee, because Tennessee does a lot of man coverage, and King was a lot better in the zone coverage that you saw in Los Angeles. So that would certainly help King's profile in terms of coming to Carolina, because obviously Carolina runs a lot of cover three. You know, again, and it's a little bit of a cheaper number too. SpotRack projects him to get an annual salary of about $6.8 million on a 4-year, $27.5 million deal. So, you know, again, interesting numbers. But, again, him being more of a zone coverage guy certainly should appeal a little bit to the Panthers. But, you know, are they going to give that kind of money to a guy that, you know, clearly struggled in his time at Tennessee? And, you know, that's the most recent thing we have to go off of. So, we'll see what happens, but another intriguing name to keep an eye out. And then Michael Davis of the Los Angeles Chargers, 6'2", was an undrafted free agent, became a starter with the Chargers for about 2 years. Only had a 1 year, $3.25 million deal last season, so probably not going to cost him too much. So, admittedly, I haven't seen much of Michael Davis yet, so should be an interesting name to look into. But, you know, some intriguing options, at least with these five. And then just kind of looking at the main list, looking at SpotRack here at the corner, at the cornerback position. Obviously, they're not going to go with the top guys, the top salary guys, at least that's how they have them ranked here. But just running through the names quick of some free corners, I saw some people trying to connect maybe Patrick Peterson to the Panthers, but Peterson will probably be out of the price range of the Panthers. I still imagine Patrick Peterson is going to command a pretty decent contract. So don't know if they're going to go that direction, but he is up there as a free agent. SpotRack's market value, I imagine, is, you know, $10.4 million. You know, so they're still projecting Peterson to get a pretty good contract. Don't know if the Panthers are going to go that high at the cornerback position again, especially when they still have some young guys that they want to see get in there. So if the Panthers are going to go free agent corner, it'll probably be maybe some of the cheaper guys. So maybe a guy like Quentin Dunbar, certainly a guy I could see them maybe taking a flyer on because of his his durability questions, but it shouldn't cost them too much. We talked about AJ Boye. Of course, Richard Sherman is still a free agent. Don't know if the Panthers are going to go that route, though. DJ Hayden of the Jaguars. Josh Norman is a free agent, but I highly doubt the Panthers are going to bring him back. Jason McCourty, Brian Poole, Mackenzie Alexander, Kevin Johnson, Terrence Mitchell, Mike Hilton, Michael Davis, Xavier Rhodes, Ronald Darby, Bashaud Breeland. We all know what happened the last time the Panthers tried to sign Bashaud Breeland. Kaywan Williams, Gerrion Conley, William Jackson, PJ Williams, Daryl Roberts, Quinton Dunbar, Nevin Lawson, Kevin King, Ryan Smith, LaShawn Sims, Troy Hill, and a few other, Nickell Roby-Coleman. If the Panthers want to go after a nickel corner, Vernon Hargreaves, Bleeding Ray Wilson, and again, Chidobe Awuzie, Dre Kirkpatrick. So those are just some of the names. Even Jonathan Joseph. It's hard to believe Jonathan Joseph is still floating around at 37 years old. But those are just some of the names at the cornerback position. But it will be, you know, again, really interesting to see if the Panthers go that route to get somebody opposite Tonte Jackson. But again, I think they do really want to see what they have in Troy Pride and in Stanley Thomas Oliver. Again, we saw some of those guys. Again, Pride obviously started the season. It was kind of up and down. We saw Thomas Oliver get in there a little bit later in the season. Had some flashes, but certainly still needs some developing. But he's certainly a guy that I'm really curious to see a little bit more of in the coming year. So we'll see what happens there. But those are just some of the names to, I guess, kind of keep an eye on as we get to free agency. We'll certainly go through some more of these positions as the days go on, particularly the safety position. I want to look at that position as well because, you know, I know there's some people out there that are probably going to connect the dots. Maybe they go after a free agent corner or, excuse me, free agent safety, especially after they released Trey Boston now. So there's a bit of an opening there, but you still got Justin Burris there, and they can easily put Jeremy Chinn back there if they want to as well. So they've got some flexibility, but, you know, so it should be really interesting to see how they attack that position as well. And obviously these are positions they can attack at the draft as well. So just wanted to kind of touch on the cornerback position a little bit there. Again, we'll kind of touch on some of these positions going forward as we get closer to the start of free agency. But I do want to give, of course, a couple more shout-outs to our friends. First at rockauto.com, the family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So whether you're a classic or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your car or truck and choose the brands, the specifications, and the prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are reliably low and the same for both professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to RockAuto.com right now and check out all the parts available for your car or truck? And remember to write "Locked On" in there, "How did you hear about us" box, so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. And our friends at Built Bar, shout out to them for, you know, always hooking me up. Just had me the peanut butter crisp, and listen, it's as advertised. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. There's no, you know, like bad aftertaste or anything. It's a delicious protein bar, gives you all the health benefits, whatnot. Great tasting. It's like eating a candy bar, but getting the health benefits. I mean, you basically get about half the protein you need in a day just in this little candy bar. So it's great. So it's a perfect snack, perfect if you're on the go. Again, great if you're, you know, a health conscious guy, great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight, great if you're on a keto diet, just a great snack, great bar all around. So If you guys want to try this out for yourself and check out all the great flavors you have, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON20. Now, this is a bit of an update. LOCKEDON20 now get you 20% off your next order. So that's LOCKEDON and then the number 20, get you 20% off at BuiltBar.com. So thanks to our great sponsors. Thanks to you guys, as always, for tuning in. Let me know your guys' thoughts on the free agency position, especially at the cornerback position. Is there a guy you want the Panthers to go after, or would you rather them attack it at the draft, or would you rather just see their young guys get out there and develop a little bit, whether that's Thomas Oliver, whether maybe they keep Corn Elder, Miles Hartsfield, whatever the case may be. Let me know your guys' thoughts on the cornerback position. And we'll certainly touch more on the free agents. And we'll try to get in some positional reviews, too. We haven't gotten to that yet. So we'll try to get that in as well before we get into free agency and the draft. So still a lot to get through here on the podcast. A lot of fun to be had. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for sticking and staying. Remember to follow me on Twitter, @Billy_Ricetti, RICCETTE. And we will see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.